Start up a user experience or UX cafe at your library. This is a guest post by Katie Polodna, Web Systems Assistant at Arapaho Libraries. Feel unsure of what your patrons want when they visit your library's website? Is traditional patron feedback not enough to give you what you need to make your library's website both amazing and accessible? It's time to think outside the box and start a UX cafe. What is a UX cafe? Arapaho Library's web team visited library branches with a laptop, a series of questions or a short task, and an incentive to speak to patrons for no more than 10 minutes to gather website feedback. Why a cafe? It's friendly, and we offered free coffee. Know thyself. Ask yourself, what website problems do we need to solve? What do I want to improve on the website? Why do I want to improve the website? Would that change benefit the patron? How many changes should I make at once? How much of the website is customizable? Know thy audience. Ask yourself, what kind of users use your website? We broke down our users into two categories. User 1, browsers discoverers. Browsers discoverers like to visit the website, aren't limited by time, like to browse and discover. User 2, direct users. These users know exactly what they want and expect it to be where they think it should be, and they know how to get what they want, may also be short on time. How can you meet the needs of both browsers and direct users? Can you place information in multiple places, like side menus, top menus, footers, and headers? Look at other popular websites for inspiration to see how other libraries and companies solve your issue. Where do you log in? Where is the search bar? Where do you look for help, hours, locations, and more? What are peak times at my library? That's so you can interview the most patrons. What we learned: 2 peak times, after story times and late afternoon after school, but before dinner. Consider having a UX cafe after a popular program, but not too late in the day because patrons want to go home. Homework time. First, it's important to remember that you are not your user. You know too much about the website. You are too involved. This is not designer experience. This is user experience. So think about your audience. These questions can help you get a baseline for your users. Do your users primarily use a desktop or mobile? How often do patrons use your website? What do patrons primarily use the website for? What do patrons wish they could find easily? And something to ask yourself, who do you not see using the website and why? Which of these 2 processes sounds like you? Are you adding a new web page, library service, or something else to the website? Are you renaming a service or something similar? Is it just time for a refresh? Not sure where to start? Review your analytics and determine if you can make website improvements based off analytics. Do you have a lot of bounces? Can you figure out why and what you can do to improve that? What are your popular pages? Do you want to revamp those pages first? What are your least popular pages? Do you want those pages to be more popular? Are there pages you expected to be popular that aren't? Why is that? And what can you do to drive traffic? Mini case study. Arapaho Libraries wanted to update our online resources. It was time to both clean up and simplify patrons' access to nearly 100 databases. First, we needed to identify the problem or what you would like to improve. Too many databases could overwhelm patrons. Next, we reviewed how our online resources currently look, what issues we saw, and what we thought we could change to improve our patrons' online resources experience. During our hard look, we brainstormed ideas, and we also worked to avoid jargon. For example, what does online resource mean versus a database? What does the term research imply if you're in a public library versus an academic library? Start small. We thought about where one database could go, like the popular Consumer Reports database. Could it live under a business category, a consumer category, or something else? What are common themes between online resources? What are broad categories multiple databases can fit under? Create a few mockups either on paper or in your sandbox. Show your mockups to involved parties, and who are those involved parties? Are there super user librarians who can give you honest feedback? What about floor staff who spend time working with patrons and may have insights you hadn't considered? Take a step back for a few days and come back to it with fresh eyes. Which mockups were the most popular and/or intuitive? After that, it's almost time to show your mockups to patrons. Build the right questions. Now that you have mockups, create a specific task or tasks for patrons to complete that reflect the end goal of your project. Build that task into a scenario and keep it short, 10 minutes or less. Here are two examples. If you want to find an ebook to download from an app called Overdrive, under what online resource category would you browse? Let's say you want to purchase a new vacuum cleaner. You've heard the library has product reviews. Where would you find that information? Which scenario would give you unbiased information from your patron? Example 2. When writing a scenario, you don't want to give away any information that you could sway the patron. In the first example, which uses words like app and online resource, you've directed the patron how to navigate. That doesn't help you learn how a patron thinks through a question. The second example avoids words like consumer reports, database, or online resource. While the second example is more vague, it forces the patron to think through where they might start looking for information, even if they don't have all the information. That helps you understand how patrons browse your website. However, if you are trying to improve a specific task, like asking patrons how they would find Hoopla, you may want to use a direct question. That question would appeal to your users who are direct when going to your website, but think about how that question might affect users who tend to browse. You could phrase the question in two ways. Where would you find Hoopla? And, a friend told you that the library has movies that you can download. How do you find them? It's two ways of asking the same question. You may find that patrons don't know what Hoopla is. A patron may go about the task in a completely unexpected way that you hadn't considered, or you may find that patrons consistently answer the same. That's all helpful information for you to take back and digest and then use to improve your user's experience. Talking time. How do you get patrons to participate? Ask. It's going to be weird. It's going to be hard. And you're going to get rejected. That's okay. Eventually, someone will participate. Try to offer an incentive, like free coffee or a stylus pen. Something that's useful and doesn't feel or look cheap. Keep asking. Be upbeat and friendly, but not too insistent. Wear your name tag. Don't take any negative feedback personally. Patrons don't know you, and they don't know how much of the website you created. Setup. Write down your questions in a script form. Bring a colleague with you, one to ask the questions and one to take notes. Bring a laptop with a mouse. Not all patrons are comfortable using a trackpad. Notice what patrons spend the most time doing, like hovering over menus or what links they click on as they go along. Once the patron is done, take time to discuss your observations and write down those observations before moving on to the next patron. Ask patrons to talk aloud as they go. Tell them that you aren't judging them. You are testing the site, not the patron, and not their abilities. If a patron has trouble with a task, that means there's a problem with the website, not them. And it's going to help you fix problems and build a better website. If patrons ask questions while completing tasks, do not answer them. Let the patron work through the process or task themselves. And if they don't complete the task, tell them it's okay and move on. In the end of the task, ask the patron the following. What did you expect to do or find? What did you find confusing? Then you can ask specific questions about their answers, such as, what about X makes you associate with X words? An example, we asked patrons where they would register for a story time. Some patrons navigated to the Services tab and some navigated to the Events tab. Have them explain their reasoning behind their choices. And don't forget to tell patrons the answer at the end if they were stumped or confused. It's nice. Mini case study. We wanted to refresh our Makerspace page from a page to a hub of information. Something we hadn't considered until user testing was how patrons hear the word Makerspace. Patrons who are unfamiliar with Makerspace heard it as Maker's Space or Makerspace. Since some patrons were unfamiliar with the term, they searched for it. And because they didn't know how to spell it, they had an even more difficult time finding the page. Patrons also didn't notice that the search bar defaults to a catalog search, not a website search. Pay attention to repetitive behaviors, too. If a person doesn't know where to start looking, do they spend time browsing the header, footer menus, or do they default to searching for their answer? What can you learn from those repetitive behaviors? What can you do to improve your patron's experience? Next steps. Make small changes based off your user testing. Share it again with your stakeholders and super users. Take out what you learned into the branches. Make your changes based off user testing, but keep the old method in place for a set time period. Share those changes with staff. Final thoughts. Be flexible. Be patient. Be open to hearing feedback. Keep trying and have fun.